Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Praise be to God. So, amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day. And as we await for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we're grateful for another opportunity as this that you've given us as we assemble together in your word. Father, we pray today for the presence of your spirit and that through your spirit you release unto us the understanding that we need in our hearts. Father, as we come forth and bring your word today, bless the speakers tonight, Lord God, to rightly divide your word and giving it to the listeners. And Father, I pray for those who are hearing, who desire to know the truth, who will truly seek you with all their heart, that you will reveal yourself unto them. So, Lord God, we thank you. And Father, forever we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God. We are still in the series here titled, How Did the Record of Nephi Come Forth? And I want to say quickly, for those of you who are first-time listeners, after you listen to part four tonight, hey, go back and listen to the first three parts. Because when you come once again in the middle or the end of a series, it's hard to comprehend many times what the whole lesson of the subject is about. So I want to direct you in such a manner as that. And not only that, even the series and a series before that, for the last past, I don't know, I had to guess 2 or 3 months, all this that we're telling you is all linked together. So I wanted to encourage you to go back as far as you can, okay? You know, glory be to God. So we are on part four tonight of how did the record of Nephi come forth? How did the record of Nephi come forth? I want to go into the book of Isaiah chapter 29. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 29. And for those of you who have your Bibles, I want to ask if you would to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 29. And for those of you, hey, who may not have a Bible, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, write the scriptures what we're giving you down. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, brother, blessing the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day. Still been at home, even though we getting text messages from the job. Had to send them text messages back that for now I can't still get out my yard. So they decided on a text today to tell everybody the plant is closed tomorrow. Glory be to God. So, on that note,
that makes it all
glory and honor. Well, brother, to be honest with you, they should have had done that from the start, just shut it down to the next Monday. So, you know, instead of, but you know how man thinking goes. They, quote, trying to get all the money or make all the money or whatever. Amen. So, tonight, once again, we are on part four We are opening up now from Isaiah chapter 29. And once again, for those of you who are, if you don't have your Bibles, if you got a pencil, piece of paper, we ask that you will write these words down, okay? Write these words down. Glory be to God. Having said that, let's, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 1 through 4 is what I'm going to read. And the word of God said, "Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against thee with a mount, and I will raise force against thee. And thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as a one that hath a familiar spirit. Out of the Amen. Ground shall thy speech shall whisper out of the dust." Amen. Now, we've been talking to you about, in this part of the series, how did the record of Nephi come forth? Now, as we looked at these first four verses here, notice one of the things we need to notice in God's message that, especially in verses, let's say, number 2 and 3, that God studies stressing how that he will camp against thee, how he will raise force against thee. Now, one of the things we come to understand from the word that if God is against you, that means you on the other side of him, okay? We want to get that out the way and get that straight, okay? But that's not the center focus that we want to look at today. The center focus is that we're looking at verse 4 when he said, "And thou shalt be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust," okay? "And thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust." Now, I want to turn your attention to a wording in that fourth verse that has been repeated, okay? And the wording is out of the ground, okay? Out of the dust, out of the ground, out of the dust. Do you see that? Very interesting, okay? And I come to understand that when you study the scriptures, when God's saying certain words or certain phrases at you continually, he really wants you to get this message. He really trying to get a point over to you. Because we know that God doesn't do anything in vain, so he's not going to have something just studied repeated. And you ask God, "But God, why are you studying repeated?" "Oh, I don't know. I didn't have nothing else to say." No, he's not going to be like that, okay? Now, we have been talking to you about how did the Nephi record come forth. And so, remember, we shared with you that God had been using a man named Joseph Smith, and how that those records, remember, he was visited by a heavenly being named Nephi, and Nephi told him where the records would be at, and that the records were buried in the ground, okay? Buried in the ground. And even though he went to the place when he first went there, he could not get it until, 4 years after? But when he finally got it, remember, it was dug out from the ground. Now, the reason why I'm stressing on this, just like the words here stressed in verse 4, out of the ground, out of the dust. And the record of Nephi, as we shared with you before when we first got on about the Nephi, it is a record of the inhabitants that once inhabited this continent back in the prehistoric times, and they were people whom God had dealt with, okay, had used and had dealt with. And so for verse 4 to be actuality concerning them, especially when he said it out shall be brought down, we told you that the second colony that came over here became divided into people called Nephite and Lamanites. The second colony was Israelites of the house of Joseph, okay, and they became divided into Nephite and Lamanites. And the Nephites supposed to be, quote, the people of God, and the Lamanites supposed to not have been, okay? But what happened was at the end, the Nephites getting got killed out, and the reason why that's so, because they turned on God, okay? They turned on God, went into sin and all that. But however, and let me patch my other brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom.
God bless. Thank God for
God
you.
God bless.
Now, as I was saying, in order for this verse 4 to be, these people had to take an account of their history, bury it, and then it was dug up. And when you see in verse 4, when it said that thou shalt thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as one that have a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. So it was like those people talking when those records was pulled out from the ground. Okay? Glory be to God. And so we're talking about how this Nephite record had come forth. Thank you, Jesus. And so we had also shared with you that this heavenly being had told Joseph Smith that not only was it an account of the former inhabitants on this continent, but it also contained the everlasting gospel. Now, that is another key to that, okay? Remember, it was buried, and then it was dug out from the ground. That's the representation of them being out of the ground, the speech being low out of the dust, okay? It's just like them speaking when you had dug up those plates and it was translated. It was like those that the people were speaking out of the ground. And so therefore, those plates also contain the fullness of the gospel. And having said that, let us go to Psalms chapter 85. Now, Psalms chapter 85, and we want to keep that in mind that Isaiah 29 and 4 said, out of the ground. And we're sharing with you how the Nephite record come forth. This is part 4 of this. And like I said, we're giving you so much at a time. And so therefore, it had come forth. It was dug up out of the ground. The history and the record of the former inhabitants on this continent. Amen. And by their history being recorded on those plates and by being dug up out of the ground, it is like them speaking low from out of the dust. Okay, therefore, we also share with you that the angel said, hey, also in those records contain the everlasting gospel, okay? That once again, this is why we share with you that this is an added witness to the Bible, okay? We're not telling you that the Bible is no good anymore. We'd explain that to you. So we don't want nobody jumping the gun. Now, by it coming out of the ground and also containing the fullness of the gospel, Psalms 85, verse 11 say, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Now, one of the key things in that verse is truth. Now, we got to understand that the Bible tells us what real truth is. John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said in the prayer, in the 17th chapter of John, unto the Father, he says, sanctify them in thy truth. He said, thy word is true. So therefore, since the truth here represents the word of God, that goes hand in hand with those plates that contain the everlasting gospel being dug up from the ground. And just like it says here, that truth shall spring out of the earth. Okay? That's what the word of God says here. And so we got to understand the workings and dealings of God. So therefore, God had his word being brought forth out of the ground, out of the earth that was on these plates, okay? The written word that was on these plates to be brought forth and dug up out of the ground. So these former inhabitants of this continent that God dealt with, once again, as we shared with you before, that God spoke to them too. Judah was not the only people that God dealt with, okay? Because we got to remember that God created all men, and he speaks to whomsoever he will. But many times people get the mentality of thinking that we're the only ones and that we're the only ones God can speak with. And so what God does is that he shows you his sovereignty. And this is what he did even in the coming forth of these Nephite records. even in the having these people keep a record of how he dealt with them and the word of God that he spoke to them. So therefore, whatever he spoke to the brethren in Jerusalem, he showed that he can speak the same thing to the people over here. Because like it's going back to what we have showed you before, that the protocol of God is in the mouth of what? Two or three witnesses, okay? Two or three witnesses. That is God's protocol. And whatever he does not leave himself without a witness. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 33. Romans chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 33. And I'm going to say to you why we're going to this verse here, because we're talking about how the Nephite record came forth, and we have been explaining to you God's process and what he was doing and what he allowed and how he had these records to come forth as they were dug up, and how that Joseph Smith was used by God, and that in the burying of these plates were placed some stones called the Urim and Thummim, and how the power of God operated through it to use him to translate the Nephite record that was written in another language, just like your Bible. Because many of you know, and many of you may not know, that the Bible was not originally written in English, okay? And it had to be translated over into our language. Well, this is the same thing with the Nephite record, but the miraculous way that God did it, you know, he did it because he took it away from man. Now, in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, the word of God said, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Now, we get from that verse here, especially when he said, "and his ways past finding out," is that you cannot figure it by your own understanding. If you try to go by your own understanding, your own intellect, to figure out the ways of God, you're going to fail. You're going to be confused. Your head going to start hurting. Go ahead and get you some aspirins. It's not going to work. It has to be revealed to you, the way of God. And we have his ways revealed to us through the word and by his spirit. Amen. So therefore, Amen. He said, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Now, I'm going to go to one more verse, because Isaiah is going to share with you that why that his ways are past finding out. Okay. Why is it that under our own understanding, we can't figure it out? So let's go to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, and this is my last verse, and I'm going to get ready to turn it over into the hands of my brother here. Isaiah chapter 55. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God. Isaiah 55, and we're going to look at verse 9. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and verse 9. Glory be to God. And the word of God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." If we didn't go no further right there, that probably would say enough right there. But then he goes on to say, "Neither are your ways my ways, say the Lord." Okay? Glory be to God. Why is that, Lord? Verse 9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." I bring this scripture to you because some of you, as you have heard how we told you how this record had come forth, you might go, "Man, wait a minute. Out of the ground, man, that don't sound like me." And then y'all talking about some Urim and Thummim, some stone, and the power of God. See, that don't fit your own understanding. And see, he didn't bring it the way you thought he should have brought it. Glory be to God. Because, see, remember, God said he's going to get the glory. So he took it all out of the way of man. You understand that? And see, for you to understand the way he brought it out, it has to be revealed to you. This is why many times we've been coming on the broadcast and tell you, say, "Hey, the scriptures we're giving you, the research and all that we're giving you, take it to the Lord. This is why we've been saying this over and over. Because some of you hear this and some of you may think, man, these guys are far-fetched, man. They talking about all this, man, Urim and Thummim and man, God, power shining through some rocks and translating the characters and some, you know, because to many in the common Christian, quote, world, this sound far-fetched. You understand what I'm saying? Because all of us ain't really believing God sent an angel. Amen.
Yeah.
Every Christian, you think of a person say they're a Christian, they automatically believing that even angels have been sent? No, every Christian ain't believing that. Amen. You can share that with some Christians and watch how their eyes buck when you tell them about, oh, you know, God sent an angel to me last night, and their eyes are automatic bucking. And
yeah.
You can kind of see the writing on their forehead. This man crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't come
yeah.
out many times and say it to you. Some of them will. But sometimes
yeah.
they have this on their forehead written, he crazy. And they might just entertain you and stand before you while you're telling them. But that's the look they got on their face. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have fallen too much in the sense realm. In the sense realm. Let me put it to you that way. So in other words, if God doesn't bring something the way that our senses can pick it up, then it couldn't be God. And it couldn't be real and it couldn't be tangible. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you're telling people that, hey, God had these people to write their history on some plates, bury it in the ground, and it was in the ground for so many years, then God had sent a heavenly being, tell the man where's that, and then after 4 years, had the man to get it, and it been dug up, and then now God is using the things that he had, the people who was writing the history, placed in there that he was going to work his power through to translate that language. Now, if you listening to me with your regular understanding, you will go, man, this sounds like something out of a fiction movie. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would think that because you are in the sense realm. Okay? That's what you in. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Because this record didn't come the way you thought it should. Okay? Now,
yeah.
for many of you, if I say, well, a man was sitting at the table and God gave him words to write, this is how it came forth, you may be more prone to accept that. But to tell you that God had moved on some people who've been and have it on this continent in the prehistoric time and had them to write their history on plates, bury it, and it stay in the ground all those years, and then God tells a man where that, because the man didn't have no knowledge of what. In fact, he had no knowledge at first that the place exists. So God tells him through this heavenly being that these places exist. Tell him the exact place where it at. Now, if I didn't go no further to the Urim and Thummim, many of y'all just look up in the air and say, okay, this is it. I'm clicking him off. I'm going to get out. I'm going to go watch Sanford song. Okay? Because this guy right here is talking crazy. Now, ain't no way God would do that. And many Christians are saying that. Ain't no way God would do that.
Yes.
That's not the workings of God. Okay? But he already told us in the scriptures, his ways are past finding out. Okay? And that his ways were what? Higher. Okay? That's why it has to be revealed to you the way of the Lord. Because he doesn't, we don't think like him. Okay? Thoughts are not our thoughts. And so when we put into a thing and say, okay, God's supposed to come this way. See, that's how we do God many times on our blessings, whether we believe it or not. Okay? We need a financial blessing. We think that God should touch the heart of the banker and give us a loan. Well, see, God may not want to come that way. Okay?
Amen.
And so that's our thinking. So instead of us searching God, say, okay, God, I need your blessing. Bring it any way you choose to bring it. Many times we're not open to that because we already got to set in our mind how we think God should bring it. And that's the same
yeah.
way with this book. With this book here, this is why it's a marvelous work. Think
yeah.
about it for
yeah.
a second. To see the way God brought this thing out, you can't help but to say it's a marvelous work.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. the man that he was using, Joseph Smith, he had nothing to translate the place himself. In other words, he couldn't get no book of language. Okay?
Yeah.
He couldn't get no book of language and say, okay, this symbol means this. He couldn't do that. This thing had to actually be translated through and by the power of God. Straight up.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? For example, our Bibles was translated over to our English language. So they had to learn, those who translated, okay, what English word went with this and that. They had something to go by. But with this Nephite record, the only thing they had to go by was what? The power of God. It was straight up God's power, okay?
Yes.
Amen. Tell you what, let us set some stones before some Christian today and see how they act. And they're going to look at you and say, okay, what you going to do with these stones? Well, God's power is going to work through it to translate a book. Man, they will laugh you out the building. In fact, they will probably call the police or the elders, pick you up and throw you out. Okay? You would not be back invited. You can cancel it. The invitation would not be sent to your mailbox anymore. Because why? That's considered crazy among many Christians.
See, we
ain't talking about them sinners, okay? We ain't talking about them sinners. We talking about among many Christians. And God had to show his power. And he had to display it in showing that, hey, I can speak to whomsoever I will. Because when you limit me to say, I'm just speaking to this group of people. Just like we know the Bible come through in the way of the Jews. It contains the word of God. Once again, we're not telling you that the Bible is not legit. Okay? But as we explained to you before, when the Roman Catholic Church had their hands on the Bible, they did the no-no and began to start taking plain and precious parts out of the Bible. But see, one thing about God, you can never outsmart him. You can never outplan him. And when you thinking that you got him, you can cancel it. He got you. So therefore, he had a plan. He had a plan. God had a hush. God will have you doing stuff, and the answer may come years after. Because you're wondering, what? God, why you had me cleaning out my closet? Why you had me giving this away? Why you had me doing that? And you may not understand it then. But it may be a time down the road that some event happens. And what God does, the word of God tells us that his spirit will bring back to our remembrance the things that he told us. So he would take you back to the things that he had you doing. And you go, that's why you had me doing that. And just think about it. The former inhabitants on this continent, God had these men keep an account of how he dealt with them.
Yeah.
For it to come forth this day. And look at all that time it was buried in the ground. So when the Roman Catholic Church thought they had the leg up because they went up in the Bible and started taking out plain and precious parts, God had the backup in the ground. Glory to God. He had the backup in the ground, people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had it in the ground. And he brought it forth in his time. Now, if that don't make you good, get in awe about God, I don't know what else will. Okay? But once again, as I get ready to turn over to my brother, and I'm going to stop it here on this part for tonight, but I want to say this. All this we're giving you, take it to the Lord. Now, one time have we come on the broadcast and say, you better listen to what we say. We're saying it. You ain't got to ask God nothing. We had never told you that. We have distinctly told you that what we're giving you, take it to the Lord. So, having said that note, I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Take it away, Brother Ronnie.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hello, brother. How you doing?
Shalom. Shalom.
God bless you now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who is blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly place in Christ. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. God, reveal your word. Show your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spread your word, so Lord God, in their ears, on their eyes, on their mouths, Lord God. Spread your word, oh Lord God, all over them, Lord God. Lord Jesus, let them be blessed, oh Lord God, with this spiritual knowledge, understanding, light, and illumination in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Father, we rebuke all powers of the adversary, our devils, Lord God, our demons, Lord God, hallelujah, all those, Lord God, that are seeking to hinder in Jesus Christ's name, all witches, all warlocks, we pull down your powers by the power of the blood of the Lamb in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to back you, brother, in that 29th chapter of Isaiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woe to Ariel. To Ariel. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know that Ariel means the lion of God? That's what Ariel, the word Ariel means. Now, Ariel is America. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And America, hallelujah, thank you, it represents God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It used to represent God.
Mm-hmm.
But we've gone away from that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That's why we need... That's why we need these extra witnesses, okay? Now, we claim we don't need any more Bible, okay? That we don't need no more Word of God, okay? But are you obeying the Word of God that you got, the one that you claim to know, the one that you claim to study, the one that you claim to go to theology school for school? Okay, are you really loving the Lord? Are you really seeking the Lord? Are you really, hallelujah, looking for him? Are you really walking after him? Are you really seeking him? Thank you, Jesus. Are you going to school for your pride? Do you go to theology school for your pride? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you built up in pride? Hallelujah. Well, most of us are built up in pride, and we taught to be prideful, okay? Even when we go to places of theology to learn about Christ, we are built up because we're taught that way. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The devil knows how to swell up in your heart and to stiffen your neck and to build you up in pride. He knows how to do that. Why he knows how to do that? Because he knows you. He knows when you get a certain knowledge that you think that you are all of the stuff. You think you know everything. You think because you went to school, or you think because you're a certain pedigree or whatever color, you are the stuff. But you ain't. Nobody is.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And it's our job to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God as little children. Jesus Christ said the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is what? The little child.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You ain't the greatest. Just because you went to theology, and when a person of God comes along and says, "Well, I never went to college, I never went to seminary school, I never went to theology, I never got no graduate in there, I never got no bachelor in there, I never got a doctorate in that," they look at that man and scoff at that man as being nothing.
Yeah.
Even though this man may have been called of God, just like this other man was called of God. Well, that's how people look at the people of God. And this is how they looked at David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is how they look at King David. Thank you, Jesus. They looked at him like that.
Yeah.
What did Saul say when he found out that David got ordained? I mean, not ordained, but when he got anointed to be king. Saul said, "I ain't letting you be king. You know, you ain't going to be king. Yeah, I know God chose you. I don't care. This is my kingdom.
Amen.
And I'm keeping it."
And we said,
and we get just like Saul. Many of the churches get like Saul. They have Saul's spirit.
Amen.
I ain't giving no, this is my church. I built this up. I founded this church. Yes, you're right. It is your church. That's why I told you it is your church. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I told you, we told you before that where you came from. We told you that you came out of the mother of harlots, according to the 17th chapter of what? Revelation, 16th chapter of Revelation, right? We told you where you came from. 12th chapter of Revelation, 13th chapter of Revelation. Told you all these things, okay? We laid it down to you. Hallelujah. We told you that you was a mother, that your mother was the mother of harlots, and that's why they can't resist going back to her, because that's
Amen.
Where they came out. The only way these churches can survive is if they break off from her and break away from that traditional junk, okay, that they in, okay?
Amen.
And you see many of those people that are calling themselves some of these people got the Holy Spirit and still going back to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
And they ain't listening. They are not listening to God. They are charismatic, but they are not listening to God. They got some of them got the Holy Ghost, and they still going back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. How
mm-hmm.
could that be? If you got the Holy Spirit and you going back to this devil, okay? I'm kind of getting off the subject, but thank you, Jesus. But this is one reason why the Lord, hallelujah, has to have these extra witnesses in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. A lot of people, they scoff about the record of Nephi not being God's word.
Amen.
And
the only reason
why they scoff at it is because Joseph Smith failed. He
yeah.
did fail. He did falter.
Yeah,
he did commit
yeah.
many sins. He did abominable things in the sight of God. Yes, he did. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. But that does not affect the word of God being true. No
yes.
more than
Amen.
David's sin, hallelujah, affects the Bible or the Psalms being not true. Thank you, Jesus. You still
Amen.
Read the Psalms, don't you?
Yeah. Amen.
Don't you read the Psalms? Don't you?
Amen.
Even though you know about Solomon's failures, you still read the Proverbs, don't you? Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. How come you don't cast out the Bible? Because you know you ain't. Because you know you're just like. You just like the disciples. You should be just like the disciples when Jesus said, "Will you go also?" The 72 when Jesus said to what he said to the 72, and he told them, he said, "What did he say to them?" He said, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood," and they took it the
Amen.
Wrong way,
mm-hmm.
and they
Amen.
And because of this saying, they left Jesus, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Jesus turned to 12, and he said to the 12, he said, "Will you leave also?" And the apostles said? They said, "Where can we go? You have the
yeah.
word of truth."
Yeah.
Amen.
See, we don't understand what we're doing when we, hallelujah, when we open our mouths and we say things we should not say. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you
Amen.
Seal up yourself in a place where you don't want to be sealed up because you open your mouth. And you speak against the Lord because that's what you're speaking against, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I would advise all of you not to speak evil of these words, okay? Now, you could speak against Joseph Smith's evil, but that thing that God did through him was a righteous work.
Yeah,
was
amen.
Was a holy work, and it still stands. Hallelujah. No matter what, because you cannot find any fault in the record of the Nephite. If you read the record of the Nephite, you can't even say that it's copied, but it's copied out of the Bible.
Yeah.
How can you, these are different styles, okay? All these writers,
yeah.
different writers in the record of Nephite, they are different styles. They are there.
Yeah.
They're speaking differently. Each one of them speaking differently because they got their own way. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord was using them. Each and see, if you not go by your your way of thinking, turn to Christ. Turn to God, the God that you say you have in your life, and ask him, are these words his words? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And he will testify that these are his words, okay? And thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He will give you more. He'll give you more than one witness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, you can talk to the average Mormon, hallelujah, and they can't tell you that. You
yeah,
know why they
amen.
Can't tell you that? They can't tell you they stand on the record and fight because they don't even believe in it themselves. They're not even following it. Because the very
yeah,
thing
man.
That they're doing, the record of Nephi condemns those things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It talks about polygamy being wrong. Thank you, Jesus. So how can you condemn
yeah,
this book for what the evils of men are, okay? Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'm talking to you plainly. Thank you, Jesus. Are you listening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You, Lord Jesus. Bless
amen.
You, the Lamb of God. Now, these are his
yeah.
words, not our words, okay? Now, I'm going to go back into this Isaiah 29 chapter. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt, at year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Hallelujah. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be me as Ariel. Now, the same thing that happened to Jerusalem, which was Ariel of the Old Testament, right? That
yeah,
same
amen.
Thing is happening for America, which is Ariel, hallelujah, of the New Testament time. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Now, we have failed. America has failed. You know how America
mm.
failed? Because America approved of abortion. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Because America approved of same-sex marriage. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because America approved of the Roman Catholic Church coming to America, opening up a school, and teaching America her false religion. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. And because America
amen.
Opened up her doors to Islam and said, come on in and teach us your evil
yeah.
ways. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Because America stood up and said, hallelujah, let all the false religions come into her. Let them come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And they've said, come in, teach us. Come into our seminary, come into our schools, into our, what you call the places of schooling where they teach these things. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did you have witchcraft 101 in school?
Amen.
How to teach witchcraft. This stuff is in school. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Amen.
How to be a good Marxist. How to be a good
yes.
communist. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How to be a good socialist. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
How to be rebellious against God. This
yeah.
is what they're
amen.
Teaching in these schools, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And you
amen.
Wondering why they all closed? Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This year, and 6 years ago, the charismatic churches, some of the charismatic churches, went over to the Roman Catholic Church and they signed an agreement with her that they were brethren now again.
Hmm.
I got news for you. I got news for you. The Roman Catholic Church was never your brothers.
Uh-huh.
They was never they was never God's church. Because the very
yeah.
foundation of the Catholic
yeah.
Church is demonic.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's devilish.
Yeah.
It came from
yeah.
Satan. Satan built it up from the floor up.
Yeah.
Satan did that.
Yes.
Amen.
And it is the very thing that destroyed the original church off the face of the earth.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that too hard for you to understand? But this is what the Bible is saying. When you read
yeah.
Revelation is about it's about a lot of different things, but it's mostly about people coming back to God, coming back to Christ,
yeah.
okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Paul warned warned the church that that man of sin was coming, right? And he said that man of sin does already work in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, right? He said that he already work. Thank you, Jesus. So that means that the power that's pushing Rome is the devil. Thank you, Jesus. It's already working. It was working through them, okay? And it worked through, that was the devil's favorite toy. You know why? Because they were totally given over to Satan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's why the devil picked up that Roman world and said, now, you're going to be the one that's going to persecute them.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're gonna step that church out. You're gonna get rid of them. Hallelujah. You're gonna turn them around. You're gonna make them see that they was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get revenge through this Rome, okay? Now the devil, the very image of Rome is the devil, okay?
Yep.
And the very image of the devil is Rome. Thank you, Jesus. They the same image. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we proved all of this to you. Thank you, Jesus. And we showed you the reason why we need a restoration, because the church was completely wiped out. It was completely stamped out. We gave you dates. We gave you times. We gave you timelines. We gave you all those things, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We can't say we give it to you, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But Satan, if Satan is in your heart, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, you can get him out of your heart. You can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan don't have all the power. Just because he's seen to have great power, he does have great power. But he only has great power because we're so weak.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's why Satan has such great power, because we're so weak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're damaged goods. We have to repent every day. We have to humble ourselves every day. We have to take up our cross every day. We have to deny ourselves every day. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because, hallelujah, flesh is strong. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And if you lean to your flesh, you will fail. Just like Joseph Smith failed.
Yeah.
He failed because he had pride. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you will fail because you have pride. The churches are going to fall. The Lord let the churches be put on what? He let them be put on the line. They got put on the line. They got put. The devil showed them up.
Amen.
Because they all prophesied of something that didn't happen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, that could happen to anybody, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What should they have done? They should have all said, yes, we failed, Lord God. And then they should have asked, how is it possible that we failed, Lord? They should have been saying, Lord, how did we fall? How did our prophecies fall? They failed because you went over to that man of sin. All these charismatic people, hallelujah, was connected to that same person that went over there and signed that agreement with the Pope.
Amen.
Yep.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You don't understand how important that is to God. That's an abomination. When you did that was an abomination, and you thought that your prophecy was going to stand.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. How could your prophecy stand when you wasn't standing with the Lord God Almighty? When Israel failed in things when they did sin, they couldn't go out and stand before their enemies. How were they going to stand before their enemies?
Yeah.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
It was a time when the Ark of Covenant got taken away from them because they was in their sin. And God let them get beaten. They thought because they had that Ark of the Covenant that it was going to fight for them. And it didn't.
Yeah.
And when that happened, they lost heart, just like these people lost heart when their prophecies fell. Thank you, Jesus, because they was trusting in their own arms, because they was trusting in things. You ain't can't trust in no Ark of the Covenant. No, your trust had to be in God. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't trust in the Ark of the Covenant, a piece of wood with gold over it, okay? Hallelujah. You can't trust in that thing. God just gave that to you for an instrument.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. If I'm speaking something wrong, tell me. Correct me.
Hallelujah.
I will accept rebuke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can rebuke me. You can, hallelujah. You can correct me. You can, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will accept it. I accept it from men, and I will accept it from God. You can correct.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The brethren, hallelujah. Some of the brothers, you can correct them. And I am one of those that you can correct. If I'm wrong, correct me. If the things that we have said to you are wrong, correct us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Take it away, brother.
Amen. We have another brother guest on here. God bless you, Brother Lee. And brother, I just want to give you an opportunity to say whatever God gives you on this subject we're talking about. We've just been, and I know you've been listening, we've been talking about how the Record of Nephi came forth. We're on part four tonight. So, brother, go ahead. Take it away, brother.
I had to put
you to work. I had to put you to work.
No. All I'm here to say amen, amen, and amen.
we'll take that.
Yes, indeed. My thoughts are that I'm positive, and I'm not being seemingly prideful, but only for the glory of God and the progress of the kingdom of God. I would like to see the work and the message and the ministry and the truth that you are speaking both will go to round the earth and over nations. So that's my desire, and we're going to pray and believe that your Batman and Robin call it dual or something.
Yeah.
Dynamic duel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord has anointed you and chosen you all in. And I open a window of truth at this hour to all nations and all people concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ and the time of restoration. So I just want to say amen and amen and amen. You all were revealing and courageously and boldly and humbly at the same time. The words of this last day in time truth concerning the restoration and restitution of all things. So it's just a joyful thing. And I hope that many people be blessed. And I hope that soon that it will spread around to the world and to all nations.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have shared with the people as we have been talking about this Nephi record that we are going to talk about both sides concerning Joseph Smith.
Yes.
Thus far, we've been talking about the upside, the tide, where he was humble. But you can't just go with the side where he was humble and not talk about the side where he failed. And so as me and my brother was talking, we know that is going to be, quote, a fun time when we get on that part of the failure. When we talk about the Mormonism, when we talk about the changing of the church name. And so therefore, we know that it is going to be a lovely time. So that's why, brother, we appreciate your prayer and the prayers of the others who are listening on our behalf.
Yes.
We thank God for that. But it is something that has to be addressed. And
yes,
we told the people we're going to address it. Because
Amen.
In the Church of Christ, Eliza message, one of the mistakes we made is that whenever you are dealing with the website and you are putting on there the name of your church and how it came together, and you put a name on there that's more associated with evil than good, you have to explain. You have to explain, and you have to renounce.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
If you just put the name on there and you don't renounce the things that was done that was evil, then you are setting a sign to people that you have accepted it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Now, once again, amen.
Yep.
Go ahead, brother.
This is the hard part of accepting the bitter truth. You know, people love the pleasant side of truth.
Amen.
And the lemon, I call it the lemonade side of the truth.
Amen.
But when you begin to tell about the castor oil side of the truth, the castor oil, that's when the drawback spirit and the stones get to be thrown. When Jesus began to preach and declare to the religious groups of his day and the hierarchy and the elite in the Jewish and Israel, that's when he got run out of town.
Right.
That's when they took up stones to stone him. That was the time they began to declare him a false prophet and a blasphemer and get out of here. And so they hated him and despised him.
Amen.
And now when you begin to declare the part of the truth where you begin, you offend many. And the Jews were offended at his words.
Yes.
When Christ Jesus spoke and the apostles, they were highly offended, even to want to put him to death. So when you get to this side of the revelation of truth, talking about what we call the unpleasant side of truth, that's when you go get the stones. So you're entering into a part of revelation of the truth that many people don't want to hear and many people rejoice to hear. When you disavow and stand up. Now, I just want to say this right quick. I said this on Facebook and people didn't like it. I said, there are many similarities to President Trump and Joseph Smith. I said one is natural and one is spiritual. And I didn't go into deep. And I said, you have to look at the office of Mr. Trump as the president in his term, and you can relate to some of the things of Joseph Smith in his ministry.
Amen.
Right. And I said, you see, if you take one that is natural and he's called and chosen and placed in an office for a certain work, and you look at Joseph Smith, the one that was called spiritually in his generation, why, though he was called and chosen, he failed in many things. And now we have to talk about his failures and what is the result of his failures. And many people in the restoration do not want to hear that.
Amen.
And so we have to tell the nations, the world, where we disavow.
Yes,
like we had to tell the world about Mr. Trump, there are many things we have to disavow about him.
Amen. Yes,
though
amen.
They both were chosen.
Yes.
Both were called. We have to stand up and say, even though you have been called to this office at this time, Mr. Trump, and even though Joseph Smith was called spiritually to the office of a prophet and seer in his time, we have to disavow some of their actions and their behavior and their failures. We cannot cover up.
Amen.
We cannot cover up Joseph Smith or cover up Mr. Trump.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why America missed the mark, even though they do not understand that even though Mr. Trump was called and chosen by God,
yes,
he fumbled the ball.
Yes, he did.
Right.
And Joseph Smith was called and chosen, he fumbled the ball.
Yes.
Amen.
And they do not want to hear about the fumbling of the ball. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for you that you'll get ready to separate the evil from the good of Joseph Smith, and now you're going to talk about the evil that he allowed his own pride of his flesh, just like Mr. Trump, his pride and his ego. And so when I say this on Facebook, they call me a hater of Mr. Trump. They call me a hater. And so when you begin to reveal about the unpleasant part of failure of Joseph Smith, many of the restoration going to close down on you because all they want to hear is the pleasantries and the niceties. And only the good part. So that's what I just want to say there.
Amen. Glory
thank
to God.
You have to
renounce.
Yes.
Anything that is, when you leave it unrenounced, once again, this is why people think that you're Mormons. And me and my brother, we've been on here. We have let the listeners know, hey, we're not trying to hide anything, okay?
No.
Joseph Smith, failures in Mormonism, Masonry, changing the name of the church, putting these offices, we're going to talk about all that, was not of God.
Not
we are not Mormons, as we told you before. We're not Mormons, okay?
Yes.
And we renounce those things. And once again, in the Church of Christ, there lies a message. We have failed in renouncing those things and separating ourselves from those things that are ungodly and that brings curses.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Frankly, if I was on the outside, I would think the same way about everybody else. Because if I see that a Joseph Smith name is attached to the church that you're supposed to belong to, of course, I am going to think that you are a Mormon, okay?
But
God deals with his people in wisdom if we will listen. And there's something you have to use wisdom in what you say, and you have to call things out. The Lord said in the word in 1 John, if we will confess our sins, okay?
Yes.
He didn't just say, if you confess that you sin. Now, you know that you sin, but when he said, if we confess our sins, that means you have to confess specifically that thing that goes in the category of what? Of sin. Okay?
Yeah.
You have to confess it. You have to call it out. Okay? In other words, the Church of Christ, the lies of message, cannot come up and say, well, we're against anything Joseph Smith may have done. Well, that's not going to cover it. You have to call the thing out. That he did, okay? You have to call it out. Because if you leave it at the statement you made, then if I'm thinking you're against one thing, you may not be against that. So if you really call it out, I know clearly what you're against. Amen?
Yes.
I know clearly
Amen.
What you're against. If you're against stealing, you'll say, hey, I am against stealing. Then I have no way of having to worry about figuring out what is he against and what he's for. And so therefore,
this
is why.
Absolutely.
We are talking about the coming forth of the record of Nephi and the downside of Joseph Smith.
Absolutely. That's why you have to call distinctly out. You have to reveal specifically what you disavow and you divorce yourself from. Now, the world the king of the world was waiting for us to be a voice like John the Baptist calling evil, evil.
Yes.
John the Baptist cried loud, and we did not heed the voice of John the Baptist coming and calling evil, evil. And when Joseph Smith fumbled and failed, and said he repented at the end before he died, they said he repented before he died. Now, but when I say abomination, and the word of the Lord says some of the stuff he did was abomination, message 12.
Amen. Amen.
But you have to call out what is the abomination.
Yes.
Right.
When I say abomination, I have to call out to America. I say, oh, abortion, killing the innocent blood, abomination.
Yes.
Amen.
I have to say, sanctioning what God is against, same-sex union, abomination. I have to call it out. Rejecting
Amen.
Prayer, rejecting the Bible out of the school, rejecting Jesus from the national and government places, and the Ten Commandments, I have to call that abomination. I have to name it out. I have to separate
Amen.
Myself. Hallelujah. I have to call it out. When King David sinned, and even though he was a man after God, and God's favorite king, who have the heart always towards the living God, he sinned in four areas. And so when the prophet came to him, Prophet Nathan said, you're the man. And he called out what David had done. And he said to David, and David owned up to it. But here's the difference between Mr. Trump and Joseph Smith. Here's where the difference. At the end of his life, Joseph Smith owned up some of the sins and his abomination and repented.
Amen.
Now, we hopefully
Amen.
That Mr. Trump will repent too. Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
We don't want to get too much in that.
Amen. Amen. And that's
right.
True. You're definitely right about that, brother. And that's what we have to do. That's what we're doing. That's why we have a lot to cover, people. We got a lot to cover. I mean, we ain't really hit a dent. We just did the things that we've already brought before y'all. They're just a smaller things that is to come. But we will be addressing that, okay? We will be dealing with that. That's definitely, look, I'm telling you, I thank God for the opportunity. And I thank God for the chance that we're able to do it. So
yeah.
I'm going to call
yeah.
my brother Robert. If you would, Brother Robert, offer up a closing prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, as we have committed ourselves, Lord God, Father, to do this work, O Lord God, Father, we bless and sanctify your name and give you honor, all praise, all glory. For you are the Lord, our God. You are the only one that's due honor, praise, glory, and blessing, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Bless them, Lord Jesus, all the listeners, all the those that have tuned in to this blog talk, Lord God, hallelujah, to this time, Lord God, hallelujah, of your word going forth in the spirit and power of truth, O Lord God. Bless them, O Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, with the spirit of truth, Lord God, with understanding, with light, with illumination, with understanding, with awakening, O Lord God. Bring your people, Lord God, hallelujah, out of both the wildernesses, O Lord God, that they are in, O Lord God, hallelujah, both the corporate body of Christ, O Lord God, and, Lord God, the body of Christ, Lord God, throughout all these churches, Lord God, built up of mankind, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them out, O Lord God, and break them, O Lord God, as the potter, Lord God, clay, Lord God. Break them and shatter them in pieces, O Lord God. Build them up again, O Lord God, unto thee, Lord God, in the knowledge and the faith of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed
Amen.
Be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who's giving us all blessings. Hallelujah. And giving us this word, this light, this illumination. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This spirit of truth. Blessed be the Lamb of God. And all that's
Thank
listening
you.
In Jesus Christ's name. Bring them back again, O Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart, with Brother Lee, with our brother, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for it at 7 o'clock tomorrow night and Saturday. Me and my brother, Brother Rob, will be back 6 to 6:30 with part 5 of How Did the Record of Nephi Come Forth. And at 7 o'clock, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. So once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate. And come with Brother Robert. We love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brothers.
And amen.
God bless you, brothers.
You too, brothers.